Now, tens of thousands of Turks have staged an anti-government protest in Istanbul, marking the end of a nearly 500-kilometer trek led by opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. The demonstrators massed in a square in the Asian side of the city as Kılıçdaroğlu made a speech there. Leader of Turkey's main opposition party started a rally called the Justice March on June 15th from the capital Ankara all the way to Istanbul. And he started the trek to protest against the arrest of one of his MPs. March rapidly gained momentum as it passed through Turkey's northwest, with representatives even from the pro-Kurdish DHP party joining in. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, however, has slammed the rally and accused the protesters of acting together with the PKK terrorist group, as well as supporters of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. And joining us out of Istanbul for more stories on Press TV's Rashan Saglam. Hello, Rashan. Thanks for joining us. It's funny, every time there's an opposition march or an opposition, some kind of rally, it's always linked by the AK party, the AK party, to Fethullah Gulen or, you know, some kind of a criminal organization. Your thoughts, please.
Yes, Daniel. Unfortunately, when this whole march started and when the main opposition party leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu called for this march 25 days ago, we heard the AK party and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Prime Minister Yıldırım accusing the opposition party of aiding terrorist groups and of supporting terrorist groups and defending terrorists in prisons. Well, actually, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu today made it clear, and through this march, he made it clear that they are not supporting terrorists, they are supporting those who were imprisoned in Turkish prisons by the ruling party or by the government and accused of being terrorists, but in fact they are not. Today, Kılıçdaroğlu spoke about several important points, one of which is the that the judiciary in Turkey is being imposed or is being affected by the ruling party. He said it clearly that the palace, and by that he meant the presidential palace, is controlling the judiciary in the country. And he also spoke that we had in the country two coups. One, the coup attempt that took place in July 15, and the other one, a civil one, which what he meant by that, that the AK party or the government took advantage of the coup attempt to imprison everyone that does not agree with their opinion. Today we were on the ground with the protesters, and we spoke to several of those protesters who marched from Ankara to Istanbul, and some of them joined the march in Ankara, coming from Izmir, coming from Mersin, coming from other provinces in Turkey. They said that they are here for justice, democracy, and freedom, not only for the justice or not only for the release of the CHP lawmaker Enis Berberoğlu, of which the whole march started. This is how it actually started. This is what people said. They said it started because of the lawmaker. However, now it is because of justice and democracy in the country and the freedom of speech and the freedom of press. We all know that after the coup attempt, the government started putting in prison everyone who speaks against the government or everyone who writes as a journalist or who speaks or makes reports against the government. Now, this is why people went.
And Rex Tillerson, the U.S. Foreign Minister, was there, and he didn't make any reference to that, did he?
I'm sorry?
Rex Tillerson was there in Istanbul. He made no reference to the post-coup purge and how many hundreds of thousands of people have been sacked from their jobs, put in prison. He made no comment of it whatsoever, the human rights situation on the ground in Turkey.
Not at all. We've heard a lot of European countries speaking about the freedom of speech and freedom in general in Turkey. But Tillerson today, in his visit, he didn't make any comment about anything that has happened for the past year, especially the jailing of human rights activists. And we've seen the jailing of chairman of Amnesty International, for example, and a lot of journalists are in prison right now. He didn't speak about that because we know that the United States is a strong ally of Turkey, despite the row that is going on between Turkey and the U.S. over the Kurds or over handing over Gulen, but they are still strong allies. So he is not going, I think, to speak against the Turkish government at this moment, as I think that his visit was to maybe ease the tension between the two countries. Now, the number
today,
everyone...
I don't mean to cut you off, Rashan. I'm so sorry. I have a couple more interviews, and I've only got 4 minutes left. I want to thank you for joining us for that update. That are on Press TV's Rashan Sagalam, everyone, joining us out of Istanbul.